Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. B-Profil 2013. Englisch, Hörverstehen. Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen.
1. An inquiry on an answering machine.
Hello, Tom. This is Jim Smithley. It's about the color laser printer and fax machine I looked at yesterday. I talked to my boss about it. He agrees that we buy the printer, but doesn't need a new fax machine. Just to make sure it's the right model, it's the CWG450, right? If I am correct, the BWG450 is a black and white one, which we don't want. Could you email me the details of this purchase to sign? The email address is tom.miley@abc.com. That's tom.miley@abc.com. I'm away for 2 days now, so if I have the details by next Friday, that's fine. Also, can you give us the same price reduction as last time of 5%? And instead of giving us a 10% discount, you offered us 5 years free service. My boss thinks this is fair. So that's it for now. I'm off for lunch. Bye.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
One. An inquiry on an answering machine.
Hello, Tom. This is Jim Smithley. It's about the color laser printer and fax machine I looked at yesterday. I talked to my boss about it. He agrees that we buy the printer, but doesn't need a new fax machine. Just to make sure it's the right model, it's the CWG450, right? If I am correct, the BWG450 is a black and white one, which we don't want. Could you email me the details of this purchase to sign? The email address is tom.miley@abc.com. That's tom.miley@abc.com. I'm away for 2 days now, so if I have the details by next Friday, that's fine. Also, can you give us the same price reduction as last time of 5%? And instead of giving us a 10% discount, you offered us 5 years free service. My boss thinks this is fair. So that's it for now. I'm off for lunch. Bye.
Now go on to part two.
Two. A market report.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hill Auditorium. Here's the summary of the market report for East Asia. I talked about North America last week. The market as a whole is growing fast. If you look at the figures, you'll see that much of the increase is because of the success of just two products, our budget Android phones and the LED TVs. We did a lot of advertising for the phone before Christmas, which resulted in the peak sales in December. The LED TV, on the other hand, has been selling well during the year, probably because it already had a good reputation on the market. We must make sure that our new lines are equally successful. In the future, we would like to offer solar products. Planning has already started, and a solar fan will be launched in Japan in July, going on sale in Europe 1 month later. We believe that there is generally a growing market for solar energy around the globe, the main benefit being that it's cheaper. Households can dramatically lower their electricity bills.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
2. A Market Report.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hill Auditorium. Here's the summary of the market report for East Asia. I talked about North America last week. The market as a whole is growing fast. If you look at the figures, you'll see that much of the increase is because of the success of just two products, our budget Android phones and the LED TVs. We did a lot of advertising for the phone before Christmas, which resulted in the peak sales in December. The LED TV, on the other hand, has been selling well during the year, probably because it already had a good reputation on the market. We must make sure that our new lines are equally successful. In the future, we would like to offer solar products. Planning has already started, and a solar fan will be launched in Japan in July, going on sale in Europe 1 month later. We believe that there is generally a growing market for solar energy around the globe, the main benefit being that it's cheaper. Households can dramatically lower their electricity bills.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B.
You will now listen to an interview about e-commerce. Fred Saunders is interviewing Sally Bird, marketing manager of an internet site for teenagers.
For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
There are nearly 7 million teenagers in the UK. Their parents say they wear too much makeup, think their home is a hotel, and run up huge phone bills. At the same time, teenagers are a dream for e-commerce because they're so comfortable with the internet and positive about new technology. Sally, you're the marketing manager of one of these teen sites, Crazy Stuff. What can you tell us about teenage customers?
Well, you're absolutely right, Fred. They are very confident with computers. On the other hand, if something doesn't work for a teen user, they have much less patience than adults. If something doesn't work the way they expect it to, they just give up. Furthermore, teenagers don't often have the necessary research skills. Then there's the visual aspect. Teenagers are attracted to sites with cool graphics.
Very interesting. Another point, Sally, is money. Teenagers generally have some pocket money to spend. The sites made for these teenagers offer them chat, competitions and email access, as well as things to buy. How do you see the future of e-commerce in this market?
I think the main problem is age. Some sites try to target an age group that's too wide. As a result, they don't satisfy anyone. Some are made for 11 to 18-year-olds, but an 11-year-old is not exactly like an 18-year-old. We design our site for younger teenagers. The average age would be 13, but we go as young as 11. It's this group that spends the most time at the computer. The 16 to 18-year-olds are more interested in going out to clubs.
Are there any other problems?
Well, all 13-year-olds want to be 18-year-olds. If you look at the magazines published for young teenage girls, most of them have disappeared. The younger kids enjoy reading adult magazines like Cosmopolitan or Glamour.
Okay, the right public is one thing, but what can you tell us about getting teens to buy directly from your site? What are the basic rules?
First of all, teenage shoppers want to know the cost instantly. They worry about this more than adults. Teens are always thinking about the price, as they rarely have a lot of money. Secondly, we have to think of speed when designing a website for teenagers. Teens often use outdated equipment at libraries. Sites with lots of sounds, clips, and special effects simply don't work on such old systems.
What about music?
Music is really important, the right music. When they visit sites that have really poor music, or if the music doesn't match the style they listen to, then they're gone. In the view of the teens, a bad music track is like, oh, it's adults trying to design for us and they have no idea.
Right. Another point, I think, is that most sites sell online, but teenagers hate asking their parents for their Visa card. Apart from the fact that teenagers don't have credit cards, they use the internet differently than adults do. They see it mainly as a means of communication. They'll spend hours chatting and sending emails, but hardly any time shopping.
Actually, I disagree. Teenagers hate asking their parents for money, but if you free them of that parental control, teenagers will buy online. So we give them their own magnetic card called Fabulous Plastic. They can use their pocket money to top the card up with cash at a number of stores around the country. Then they can use the card to buy online at home, but only on sites that Fabulous Plastic has authorised as suitable, and only for what's okay for under 18-year-olds. In other words, they can't buy X-rated videos. That keeps the parents happy.
But isn't there a moral problem? Teenagers make irrational, emotional purchases, so is it right to market to them so heavily in the first place?
Well, that's a good question, but rightly or wrongly, the current generation of teenagers is the one that will make the future of e-commerce. It's clear that they want to buy online, and if we don't take advantage of that, someone else will.
Sally, thanks a lot for being here.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
There are nearly 7 million teenagers in the UK. Their parents say they wear too much makeup, think their home is a hotel, and run up huge phone bills. At the same time, teenagers are a dream for e-commerce because they're so comfortable with the internet and positive about new technology. Sally, you're the marketing manager of one of these teen sites, Crazy Stuff. What can you tell us about teenage customers?
Well, you're absolutely right, Fred. They are very confident with computers. On the other hand, if something doesn't work for a teen user, they have much less patience than adults. If something doesn't work the way they expect it to, they just give up. Furthermore, teenagers don't often have the necessary research skills. Then there's the visual aspect. Teenagers are attracted to sites with cool graphics.
Very interesting. Another point, Sally, is money. Teenagers generally have some pocket money to spend. The sites made for these teenagers offer them chat, competitions and email access, as well as things to buy. How do you see the future of e-commerce in this market?
I think the main problem is age. Some sites try to target an age group that's too wide. As a result, they don't satisfy anyone. Some are made for 11 to 18-year-olds. But an 11-year-old is not exactly like an 18-year-old. We design our site for younger teenagers. The average age would be 13, but we go as young as 11. It's this group that spends the most time at the computer. The 16 to 18-year-olds are more interested in going out to clubs.
Are there any other problems?
Well, all 13-year-olds want to be 18-year-olds. If you look at the magazines published for young teenage girls, most of them have disappeared. The younger kids enjoy reading adult magazines like Cosmopolitan or Glamour.
Okay, the right public is one thing, but what can you tell us about getting teens to buy directly from your site? What are the basic rules?
First of all, teenage shoppers want to know the cost instantly. They worry about this more than adults. Teens are always thinking about the price, as they rarely have a lot of money. Secondly, we have to think of speed when designing a website for teenagers. Teens often use outdated equipment at libraries. Sites with lots of sounds, clips, and special effects simply don't work on such old systems.
What about music?
Music is really important, the right music. When they visit sites that have really poor music, or if the music doesn't match the style they listen to, then they're gone. In the view of the teens, a bad music track is like, oh, it's adults trying to design for us and they have no idea.
Right. Another point, I think, is that most sites sell online, but teenagers hate asking their parents for their Visa card. Apart from the fact that teenagers don't have credit cards, they use the internet differently than adults do. They see it mainly as a means of communication. They'll spend hours chatting and sending emails, but hardly any time shopping.
Actually, I disagree. Teenagers hate asking their parents for money, but if you free them of that parental control, teenagers will buy online. So we give them their own magnetic card called Fabulous Plastic. They can use their pocket money to top the card up with cash at a number of stores around the country. Then they can use the card to buy online at home, but only on sites that Fabulous Plastic has authorised as suitable, and only for what's okay for under 18-year-olds. In other words, they can't buy X-rated videos. That keeps the parents happy.
But isn't there a moral problem? Teenagers make irrational, emotional purchases, so is it right to market to them so heavily in the first place?
Well, that's a good question, but rightly or wrongly, the current generation of teenagers is the one that will make the future of e-commerce. It's clear that they want to buy online, and if we don't take advantage of that, someone else will.
Sally, thanks a lot for being here.
This is the end of Task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.